And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It is the responsibility of Mr. Sharon. He provoked it. He wanted it and he waited for it. His policy depends on avoiding any possibility of the resumption of peace negotiations.
We are exercising our right of self-defense against indiscriminate murders and killing of innocent men, women, and children, acting like any other country would have done when the life and security of its citizens is at stake.
Boy, was it hot yesterday. Newark, New Jersey, 105 degrees. This is not a heat index. That's the actual air temperature. New York City, Central.
Quadruple digits. It's what it seems like. Northeast going to be very hot. West Coast, interior sections hot. Texas up to the
north. Good news is the relief may be on the way. The summer's longest heat wave. This may be the beginning of the end.
More than 60 genetically diverse stem cell lines already exist. They were created from embryos that have already been destroyed, and they have the ability to regenerate themselves indefinitely, creating ongoing opportunities for research. I have concluded that we should allow federal funds to be used for research on these existing stem cell lines, where the life and death decision has already been made.
It's easy as a candidate to be a pro-life leader because it just relies on words, and we believe those words. But when you're president, the words aren't so meaningful. It's the action. On most all other policies, compromise is reasonable, but on the issue of life, there can be no compromise.